Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Gwyneth, thank you again. Thank you again and again and again. I mean, what haven't we gotten from this woman? Goop.
Oh, what'd she do now?
This is just fun. This one I love. I love this one.
Last one you told us was she's the backdoor action.
No,
I thought it was the jade egg.
Jade egg was before backdoor.
What was the backdoor one again?
You know, she was, had a whole section on how to do it safely. And
oh, yeah. I'm getting the timeline mixed up. But then we had vaginal steaming.
Right,
and there's been all kinds,
right.
You know, she's got a list of, like, Oprah's favorite things, except hers are all, like, $50 billion. And it's good stuff. Anyway.
Eating in a diet, it would cost how much a day?
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds a day to
right.
eat.
Right. The way that she eats.
Yeah.
That local gynecologist, you know, disputes everything she posts.
Right. The only thing she's right about is the butt.
God. Well, you tell me if she is right about this. She has introduced us to many, many wonderful things. Things that we've spent hours talking about.
Here we go.
And here's the latest. It's called earthing.
What's that?
Well, first you take off your shoes. And then you walk around. And that's it.
Oh, my God.
Incredible.
She has turned walking barefoot into earthing. It's also called grounding. But there's a whole big thing about it on the Goop website.
Awesome.
And, you know, all its amazing benefits.
Michael Fronti's been doing that for years.
Yeah.
Well, here's why they don't like you, Gwyneth. It's called going barefoot. And it is good for you. I highly recommend go barefoot for a minute. It'll remind, first of all, your tender tootsies need a little wake-up call.
Sure. Especially after the winter.
We have gotten super soft.
We have. So her Goop website has attached all manner of health benefits to earthing, or walking barefoot, as some people call it. The site says, earthing therapy rests on the intuitive assumption that connecting to the energy of the planet is healthy for our souls and bodies. Access to the abundant supply of free electrons in the subtly negatively charged ground can help to neutralize free radicals. Several people in our community, including Gwyneth herself, swear by earthing, also called grounding, for everything from inflammation and arthritis to insomnia and depression. Oh, my God.
Shut up.
They're so desperate for things to put on that website.
Well, I bet people eat it right up. All the new age, the people who love Enigma and Enya.
Earthing, man. It's the latest thing. Anyway, that's what Gwyneth's up to.
Going that song barefoot. She sang?
Oh, yeah.
There it
oh,
is.
Yeah, there it is.
That was amazing. It. Did you hear?
Play
it
again.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Very pretty. Play her other one that she really sang in that country music.
Like Huey Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
The country strong.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And hard
to breathe.
And she sang one with Huey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't.
There it is. I like that movie. And
me too,
she
I
used
loved
to play
it.
A teacher
that
on.
That kind of dumb.
What's her name? Like Holly Christmas or something on Glee. And she did a version of CeeLo's.
Oh, yeah.
Forget You. Yeah. Mm. And that's a really good. I thought she did a great job with that.
You did?
Uh huh.
It's not as good as CeeLo, though.
No, but it's, you know, I was like, oh, look at Gwyneth go. It's amazing.
Hey, by the way, people are texting about the lyrics that you're talking about
from the
police.
Yeah.
You can read it up there if you want.
It's not, I'm a pool hall ace.
No, I can't believe you thought that all these years.
It's my poor heart aches.
Yes.
Oh. Well, there I can hear it, but it sounds like he says, I'm a pool hall ace with every step you take.
That is so funny.
But she says she thought it was pool hall ace, too. That's funny. It's my poor heart ace. My poor heart ace. That was beauty. Oh my God, Mike, the situation Sorrentino
makes the news.
What?
How's that possible?
Well, he might be going to jail for a very, very long
time. Is this a tax thing?
Si, senor.
I could have.
Back in 2014.
I was going to say I could have guessed, but I did guess.
Mm-hmm. Back in 2014, he was indicted for tax evasion. He was accused of concealing $8.9 million in earnings made from 2010 to 2012, as well as intentionally filing false returns. His brother is also implicated in this, Mark. I can't. We had a nickname for him too. It wasn't the situation. It was like the, you know, I can't remember. It was adorable though. So adorable. I've totally forgotten it. His brother Mark also was charged with conspiracy to commit tax fraud because, of course, the situation.
What
was the one who was making all the money? Didn't they have like a bunch of tanning salons?
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike's situation has gone from bad to worse. They've, I guess the U.S. attorney in New Jersey added additional charges against him, including tax evasion and structuring and falsifying records to avoid detection of assets. He was looking at 9 years in prison already. And with these additional charges, he could potentially be locked up for decades.
That's not going to happen.
You never know. Make an example of him. Anyway,
pay your taxes, everyone.
Oh my God, just pay them.
Today's tax day.
Oh, that's right, it is.
I thought
tax
it was yesterday.
No,
because
today's the day.
Because yesterday was a holiday.
It was
in DC. Yeah, I don't know why, but that's what I heard on the news.
Huh. I'm waiting on my return, everyone. Aren't you?
I had to pay, so I'm not waiting on anything. I wrote checks this year. Yippee! Coachella.
You going this coming weekend?
I'm not going. But Post Malone played on Sunday.
Who's that?
He's got a hit right now. And his album just went platinum. And so he was celebrating. You know that one?
No, but that's a good song.
How'd I know you'd like that? Sounds like a Drake song. Anyway, Post Malone got hungry at Coachella.
Everything's a Drake song to you, Sarah.
All these stinky songs. So he ordered 10,000 biscuits from Popeyes for him and a bunch of his friends.
Oh, hungry.
That's the celebration?
Yeah. So he
biscuits.
He used one of those food delivery services.
Like Grubhub or something?
No, like, you know, where they pick up the food and deliver it to you.
Yeah.
There's all those now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Diner Dash.
Uber Eats,
or, yeah, whatever
what, yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I have that on my
So he, the driver's car, you know, the guy shows up and it was filled with 10,000 biscuits, which is a lot. And so it's just filled to the eyeballs with Popeyes boxes, and the bill was $8,000. Post Malone was hosting a party to celebrate his Stony album going platinum. And if you go to
that
TMZ.
That dude went platinum?
Yeah. And so. Well, they count streams now, Vin.
All right.
And he's got Justin Bieber on one of his tracks.
Oh, well, that'll bump you
Kehlani.
Up.
Kehlani. She's making it right now. She's pretty big.
Oh, she's local,
girl.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oakland.
Who knows if she got to partake of the biscuits.
People are saying we called them the predicament.
Oh, that's what it was. I knew it was something. We look super cute. And his brother, the predicament. Adorable. See, I told you it was adorable. Hey, so Bradley Cooper's hot girlfriend had a baby.
Oh. That's the one he made cry at the Wimbledon match, everyone.
Yeah, there was...
They got into a fight.
Some kind of fight where like the vibe was just captured on film.
And
like,
he dated her after DiCaprio was done with her. Don't forget that.
Oh, jeez. The woman's beautiful. Irina.
Done with her.
Irina,
my God, man.
Well, he's done with a lot of girls, so. You can't rule someone out just because Leo's done with them.
Jesus.
All done, man. It's all yours. All
right, you can have her. What?
Thanks, Leo.
So, Bradley and she had a baby daughter, Leah Descend.
Descend?
Descent.
They
like
named their kid Descend?
It could be like Lee Descend. Like the Seine. Like the river, the Seine.
Oh, is it the Seine?
Descend. Lee Descend. It's a three words.
Spell Descend.
D-E. Next word. S-E-I-N-E.
Oh. Is it D-E-C-E-N-D?
No, it is not Descend. It's L-E-A. Next word, D-E. Next word, S-E-I-N-E. Le Descend.
Well, everyone gets to do what they want, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a free world.
So her name is Lee Descend Shake Cooper.
Shake?
Well, that's her last name. That's Irina Shake. And his last name is Cooper. As in Bradley.
This sounds like a mess.
It does. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
You know, that's one of those names. Descend. If you've got that in your head, you do not tell people in advance because you're just going to get nothing but crap before it's locked in.
That negotiation probably sucked.
What, the name negotiation?
He was like, whatever you want, lady. It's no problem. Yes.
Oh, man. Descend.
Not Descend.
It's such a weird thing, the whole naming, because there you are having these conversations, and then you're living with that name. Like, that person lives with you.
Lee Descend, get over here.
That's the person someone's going to call. Well, I guess no one calls a house anymore, huh?
No.
But whatever, that's Lee Descend. And all the ways they're going to get that wrong, you're going to stand by and go,
Lea DeCieni?
I should have seen this coming and protected her from this name.
Yeah. Maybe they'll just call her Lee. Mm. Or I'm sure I'm saying that. I'm sure it's Lay, right? L-E-A. I don't know. But anyway, that's the name they chose. And they had a baby, and congratulations. All right. That chick is smoking hot. I am seeing, oh, geez, look at the time. Listen, it remains to be seen if Carrie Fisher's image will be in Star Wars. Apparently, she's in Star Wars 8, the one that's going to come out next.
Right.
Even though I think she'd finished filming or whatever, her part was done, and then they were going to have to cut her out of 9. Yesterday, I saw a big story about how, no, she's not going to be in 9. Today, there's a big story. Yes, she's going to be in 9. So it remains to be seen. And they're saying not as a CGI character, her brother Todd... And her daughter...
What do they have to do with it?
They gave Lucasfilm permission to use footage that was already shot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here it is. She'd already finished shooting her scenes for part 8, and so maybe they're repurposing unused footage from that. Anyway.
Outtakes.
I guess. Right, it'll be a blooper reel at the end or something. Anyway, I'm not positive what the real story is on that, because yesterday they were adamant it wasn't happening, and today I'm seeing that it is. Okay, what's coming up in the news, Vincenzo?
People and their massages.
Ooh, interesting.
Thank you.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show brought to you by Target. This week at Target, get goldfish crackers for just $1.99. Make it a Target run and done. With this and lots of other great deals, pricing may vary and restrictions may apply. So the Colossal Cluster Fest, which is happening June 2nd through June 4th at Civic Center Plaza and Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Single day tickets go on sale this week, this Friday morning at 10 a.m. You can see the full daily lineups and buy tickets at clusterfest.com. And we have tickets for Sundays. Oh, go ahead.
It's actually going on sale Thursday.
What did
morning.
I say?
You said Friday morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is Thursday morning, 10 a.m. I looked right at the word Thursday and somehow changed it into Friday.
I'm like in my head thinking, no, it's Thursday.
Yep, it is, in fact, Thursday morning, 10 a.m. You can get the daily lineup, clusterfest.com, and we have tickets for the Sunday show, which is headlined by Jerry Seinfeld.
And a hot ticket.
You want to call a 9 right now?
Sure.
Call a number 9. We'll make it fast and easy. It's going to be over quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on the phone right now.
We have tickets for the rest of the week.
All right.
And Bryn, what were you going to post?
I posted something to Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's Jerry Seinfeld doing a mock trailer for the Fast and Furious. It's comedians in cars driving fast and furiously.
And you said it's funny?
It's really funny and cute. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Cool. All right. So call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. You'll want to go to that website and have a look around. We put a lot of work into it.
Sleek.
Lots of work. Yeah, oh, smooth and easy is one of the reviews you'll read from computer website magazine. Smooth and easy.
Much like that tag.
RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. The search continues for the Facebook killer. He's still on the lam. They even had his picture on a billboard. Now it's gone nationwide manhunt.
Right.
And they had his picture on the Palo Alto I Drive Up 101 on in that big, what is that, a Home Depot, IKEA. There's a big electric billboard there that they had his picture up. I was all, hey, that's the dude. So anyway, that manhunt continues.
TMZ was reporting just a little while ago, Vinny, that they had a bunch of tips, 400 calls.
Oh, I'm sure.
With tips, but the problem is he doesn't have GPS. His cell phone is pinging, but he doesn't have GPS, so that's creating a problem for locating him.
Hmm. Oh.
He turned that off. Good for him. So, massages.
Yes, some people just love them.
I'm not into them. I don't.
I love them.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want it either.
You love it?
Yeah. I like to be touched.
Yeah. I don't mind being touched.
Yeah,
it's just I don't
want to
be like
either.
Rubbed and like, I don't know. Just the whole thing, I'm just, no thanks.
And the idea of laying there for an hour for it.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Yay.
Great.
Well, that's especially hard for you.
Yeah, I can't.
Still is not your thing. Right.
Even a show I'm enjoying where I'm sitting for more than 15 minutes, I got to get up usually and pretend I need a drink of water or something. Anyway.
I'm getting blood clots, for God's sake.
Bed sores.
People love it.
Yep.
So there's a business in a strip mall in Austin, Texas called Jade Massage Therapy. You ever been there, Hooman?
He's getting a winner.
In a Texas strip mall? He probably has.
Seemed like an ordinary massage parlor until back in February when their property manager got suspicious. Apparently, the plumbing in the entire strip mall was backed up, and it was because the massage parlor had been flushing hundreds and hundreds of condoms.
Oh, my goodness.
Bryn
nice
gets
Bryn.
It.
Give me a quick.
So what? Do they put a condom on each finger? When they massage?
Massage therapy, I would figure they just use latex gloves. That would make more sense to me.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Individual finger condom does seem like it would be kind of a pain.
Condoms. Lots of condoms getting flushed.
Weird. That's weird that they would need those at all, though.
The property manager called the cops, and they started staking it out. And what they found was it was a straight-up whorehouse.
Oh, I see.
They were doing all the stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, Swedish massage. Or
I wonder if
shihatsu.
People who actually walked in and really did want a massage got one. I wonder if they had like a masseuse on staff somewhere just in case someone didn't get the memo that this is a whorehouse and wanted a massage.
Probably.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you do that for a living, you're probably like, it's better than having to lay the guy, right?
Yeah. Wasn't it your friend Todd who went to some massage place? Do I have this? I might have this completely mixed up. But like the girls like sort of half-assed. He's like, well, get to it. Start massaging. They're like, you know, what do you want me to do? What do you want?
I don't remember that story. So it might be someone else.
Someone else probably. I just picture Todd in that role.
Do you?
I can picture that too. Let's call it true.
Yeah. Yeah.
The two owners are a husband and wife named Joseph Emery and Juan Wang.
Oh. Which one's the wife?
What?
You said it was a husband and wife.
Joseph Emery.
Joseph and Juan.
And Juan Wang.
So which one's the wife?
They were just arrested and they're both facing a charge of engaging in organized criminal activity. Mm. I'm guessing that's not Juan, and it might be Juan.
Oh.
Or
Joanne.
Well, there's there's a Jew in the beginning. That's for sure. Mm. Next story. Good Housekeeping put together a list of the most popular terms for every year from 1926 to 2006 so that you could see the catchphrase or the most popular slang term from the year you were born.
Oh.
What year were you born?
66.
Kegger.
Kegger?
Kegger.
In 1966, that was the thing?
66. Well, you think beer just started when you were like...
Yeah, but to say I went to a kegger, that seems like so 80s or something. Like, well, I don't think keggers would be like Bryn's year of birth.
Oh, keggers was definitely something. It was big in my high school.
Yeah.
We went to keggers.
Yeah.
But that was up and running.
Clearly. From 1966. Hey, what about your year, 1969?
Out of sight.
Oh, out of sight.
Out of sight.
Uptight.
How about mine, 67?
Six. You're 67? Dang.
No, she's only 49, but she's...
Freak flag.
What is that?
Let your freak flag fly.
Okay.
That's it.
Funny. What year were you born?
74. Right.
74. Motorhead.
Oh.
Here's a few others. 72 was Guilt Trip. 71 was Deadheads.
Oh. What year were you born?
83.
Let me see. 83. Beatbox.
Oh, the beatbox.
These were slang terms that were popular the year you were born. Stud Muffin was 86.
Oh my God, hilarious.
F bomb was 88.
The F. Drop the F.
What's
the
a F-bomb. Motorhead?
I don't know.
A band?
Well, yeah. Well, but I don't know.
Not sure
if that
a band.
Like,
Da bomb was 93.
Oh my God, funny.
Benjamin's, 94. As if, 95.
As if.
Jiggy.
Oh, as in getting jiggy with it.
Don't. You can leave these.
No, I'm doing it.
Just leave them. Don't do it.
Dude, you can't stop me.
As in, you're going to help us with these.
As in, yeah.
A motorhead is someone addicted to speed.
Oh.
Oh.
Is this getting jiggy with it?
It is.
All right.
I don't have the actual lyrics to it, though. I just have the instruments.
Well, let Sarah tell us everything about it.
Don't worry, kids. No matter how hip it is, I can ruin it for you. Welcome to 1994, where we got jiggy with things. With things, excuse me. Hipster doofuses. They've been around forever.
2004, Muffin Top.
Oh, the Muffin Top.
2005, Faux Shizzle.
Oh, Faux Shizzle.
Or Faux Sheezy. 2006 is Sick.
Nice. Wow.
That was fun, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Most fun part was watching you...
Get jiggy with it?
Explain them to us. Thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome.
I used the word sick in like, I think it was like 96 or something like that. Must have been in middle school.
I still use sick.
Well, I used it a long time ago, and my teacher didn't understand it because I did something really cool with arts and craft, and I was like, this is sick. She was really offended. She's like, what do you mean this is sick? Like, as if it was, anyway.
Bad.
Yeah. So yeah. I felt like, oh, man, nobody gets it.
Good news, Sarah. It's not too late.
Oh, it's too late.
No, it's not.
No, it's for sure too late.
According to a new study out of Iowa State University, every hour that you run adds 7 hours to your life.
Wow.
Oh, no,
it does?
Uh-huh.
I don't need...
Now, you have to... I don't... Math isn't really my thing, but you're going to have to subtract the hour of boring-ass running from the seven that you're going to get on the back end.
So let's call it six, and say for every 4 hours you run, you get an extra day.
What just happened?
I did math.
Oh, man. Is that right?
Yes.
I believe it is.
4 hours for a day, 24 hours.
Yes.
Of life. Extra life.
Well, if we call it 6 hours, a 6 hour benefit because you got to subtract that god awful hour of running.
Of running, right.
Six times four is 24. That makes one day. So every 4 hours you run, you get an extra day.
There you go. You going to run today?
Boy, I am explaining things left and right this morning. And the answer to that question is no.
They say there's a cap. Running can only add about 3 years to your life. And you don't even have to run 6 minute miles, they say, to increase your lifespan. They say
that's good.
Even if you jog super slowly, you'll see you'll still get health benefits and add time to your life.
Mm.
I wanted to mention that Boston, the lady that ran the Boston Marathon.
The first lady.
The first lady to run, because they didn't let women run marathons. Right. Isn't that weird?
So she broke the rules in 1967.
She signed up with initials so they wouldn't know she was a lady. Here's the picture of the dude. This is one I tried to tell you about earlier, but didn't have the picture. This guy's trying to run out, and this old dude is trying to snatch her number
off of her.
And this is, her boyfriend blocking the dude.
Yeah, like, no, but you're not doing that.
How's that?
That's rude. So she finished the race.
She finished the race, and then she ran it again this last Monday, or yesterday, as some might call it.
it's up to you. It's optional.
At the age of 70. Pretty
and
radical.
Has run a whole bunch of them in between.
But hasn't run one in a while went out and did a pretty reasonable time.
It was under 5 hours.
Yeah. Pretty good. Catherine Switzer.
Congratulations, Catherine Switzer.
Pretty cool. You're a cool lady. So I don't remember this. They say there's a scene in the movie Billy Madison where a kid pees his pants and Adam Sandler helps him out by splashing water on his own pants. So they both
look like they've
done that.
Isn't that sweet?
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know. So a guy named Ben Sowards of Enoch, Utah, or Enoch, I don't know.
I'm going Enoch. I think that sounds right.
Found out his 6-year-old daughter had an accident at school last week. So before he went to pick her up, he poured a bunch of water on the front of his own pants so she wouldn't feel alone and ashamed. Apparently, his daughter thought it was super funny and it did make her feel better. So her sister posted a few photos on Twitter, and it's now gone viral of dad wetting his own pants.
So
that's
cute.
Sweet.
Is that cute?
Yes.
Really sweet.
You would do that.
I don't know.
Girl.
I kind of feel like I would say to her, don't wet your pants in public.
Everybody wets their pants at some point in their life, and they need to know
course,
not the end of the world.
Sarah would say that. She was peeing her pants into high school.
You're the guy who makes it hard for the people who pee their pants, man.
I am?
You are, just now. You're being a bully.
Don't you think it was the cold weather that made it hard for you? Peeing your pants that night as the
steam
rose.
There were a lot of things that were hard about that. But in second grade, I peed my pants, and
I did.
Yeah, and I felt terrible about it. And my mom said, "Don't worry, Sarah. Everybody pees their pants at some point."
Oh. Yeah, when we're babies.
Shh. Oh, sorry. Sometimes in school, you lose track of your bladder and you pee your pants. Am I the only one here who's ever peed their pants at school?
Yes.
Yeah. I have.
No,
I did that.
Thank you.
I did. I was either in first or second grade. Thank God my babysitter lived across the street from the school.
Oh.
She had a babysitter, too. Wets her pants and she's got a babysitter.
Well,
Lindy,
did you ever wet your pants at school? Lots of people wet their pants.
Well, we had to raise our hands. You know, you have to raise your hands to ask her to the lavatory.
Right.
And I had to pee so bad.
And they wouldn't let you, or you couldn't raise you couldn't take your hand off your crotch?
I ran to the bathroom.
Oh.
And I didn't make it.
You went while you were running.
Yeah.
Huh. Homan?
All
the boys are so wonderful.
I had my problems when I was a kid. You know, I wet the bed and stuff like that.
Oh, you did?
So how old?
Wet the bed?
How old were you the last time you wet your bed?
I don't know. 3, 4.
No, older than that.
No.
Come on. 3 or 4.
Come on, tell the truth. Kids wet
their
beds.
Do I hear 5?
Do I hear 8?
12,
do I
13.
Hear a 6? No, I think 3 or 4. Maybe 7.
That's what I like
to
hear.
You never did an overnight and wet the bed at the person's house?
No. Heck no. Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. And also, we were the ones that invited all the kids over our house, so...
So they wet the bed at your house.
So you could pee the bed in comfort.
Exactly.
Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Hey, I got some breaking news.
Uh-oh. Did they catch the Steve Stevens guy?
Steve Stevens found dead of self-inflicted gunshot wound in his car on Buffalo Road. State police had been following the car as it was headed west into the city of Erie.
Oh, so he was about to be caught.
Mm-hmm.
What's the source?
KCBS.
Okay.
Heavy metal.
Wait, is that where you got this from? You did. Okay. All right. Because people have been texting. I've been trying to find it for the last 10 minutes. So we went to
the newsroom. People were texting that he has been caught?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But I couldn't.
But we need
to
confirm this.
I didn't want to give fake news, so KCBS is reporting this now.
I'll read the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.